The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio. 24 and a half more minutes of programming here on this show. I'm Tim. Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Wesley Wildman, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joined us sporting the once every 2 weeks Paisley shirt.
Yeah,
you got multiple Paisley shirts.
I have various Paisley shirts and ties and such, and this particular one it came up in the rotation. It happened to be clean, so that's always a plus.
Can I feel that thing? Yeah. What is that? What's that made
Probably
out of?
Probably polyester. I don't know. It's like a 70s disco shirt, isn't it?
It's like silk.
Yeah. Well, it's not 70s disco, but it's not. Those are awesome colors.
Thank
like
you.
That black and gold.
Black and gold.
Like a New
silver.
Orleans Saints fan.
Or yeah, Amory, or the Amory Panthers.
Amory, yeah, where you hail from.
Where kind of
where
close
you don't
to
hail
where
from, where you live.
Close to where I live.
Close to where you
yeah.
live. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody, on the program. Much to talk about today. Before we get into the whatever news you have, Steve, have you guys been paying any attention at all to this soap opera over in Fulton County, Georgia?
with
Fonnie. My name's not Fannie Willis. And she's the DA over there. She's the one that's charged Trump, former President Trump, and some of his associates with
interfering with the
election. Anyway, we know about the case, right?
Right.
But a sub story to that is she's been accused or questioned by one of the people that she's charged, not President Trump and not anybody high profile, I don't think, but somebody she's charged. Well, one of their lawyers.
Is this about a divorce? Isn't this about a divorce case? And she's been accused of having an affair with.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to get.
It is.
This is important. We need to get these right.
Y'all correct me if I'm wrong, if you know any different. So she is a public servant, right? She's a district attorney.
That's correct.
She has access to a lot of money that she can spend in her job. To right. prosecute criminals. Well, there's a gentleman who works for her in the DA's office, or he's a attorney.
She hired him.
They've been boyfriend and girlfriend for a while. Mm-hmm. All right. He divorced his wife. They become boyfriend and girlfriend, having a relationship going on for a number of years. Well, she hired him to prosecute the Trump case.
Right.
Well, the guy has no experience in this kind of law.
Right.
So, but she's authorizes her office to pay his law firm hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Nathan Wade. Yeah.
And so it's unethical.
To say the least.
And may cause her to be kicked off the case with Trump case, and or lose her job or be disbarred. I mean, it's pretty serious if she's committed perjury in her testimony, which it certainly appears that way, right? Have you been following it?
No, tangentially. I've been following it. It's important to me only because of how it relates to the voting case. I have no use for the drama between Fonnie and Willis. Wade.
But the courtroom, watch it. I don't watch it. I'll have it. Just watch clips of it. The courtroom on this is like Peyton's place.
Right, exactly.
It is. And it's also like a SNL skit. I mean, it really is, because you have these are career lawyers who are on the stand themselves, and they're trying to not answer questions that are being asked of them directly, and the whole world knows they know the answer to the question, but they don't want to say it because it incriminates them.
Right.
That's what's going on.
It is like a soap opera.
And you can see sweat beads coming off them, yeah. you know, as they answer these questions. Well, yesterday, one of the lawyers, which was the divorce lawyer for, is his name Nathan Clark,
Wade.
Wade.
Terrence Bradley was Wade's former attorney.
Yeah. If you didn't watch any of this, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Right. And maybe you shouldn't watch it. I just see clips because it's in the news.
Yeah.
So, how do I say this? I know we have. Okay. So, he's asked about his friend and client, Nathan Wade, and a supposed physical
relationship
with Bonnie, my name's not Fannie Willis.
Right.
In the offices, in his offices. Have I coded that pretty well?
Yeah, I think
people know what's going on.
I think you protected.
But I know children are in the audience. But everybody get the idea. And so,
unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. So the guy sits there on the he's a lawyer himself, yeah. and he's under oath, and he's listening to this question. Do you know about this?
In your office.
In your office, and he goes. He sits there for a few seconds, and he goes, I can't recall. And somebody said, the comments was, so this happens so often at your office, you can't recall if it was this couple or not. Anyway, it's an absolute farce, and I don't know would there be any penalties for this, they'll suffer any consequences for it, but it is clear to anybody watching it that these lawyers, now that the tables have been turned and these lawyers who are being asked under oath questions about their behavior and activities, they've said they didn't have a relationship, before 2022.
But somebody brought the receipts.
Yeah, but there are text messages and phone calls that prove otherwise. Oh, the guy yesterday says, this Bradley guy,
yeah.
his lawyer says, he says, I can't recall whether I lied or not.
Yes. I might have.
You can't make this stuff up. Go ahead.
Here's a lesson for me. John Grisham is one of my favorite authors, and he has a character in a book. It's a lawyer. I think he's protecting a woman who's been abused, and he participates in the killing of the abuser. And as he's driving away, what Grisham writes is, they say when you commit a murder, you make five or six mistakes that even if you planned it perfectly will jump out at you. And he says, and the mistakes are lining up in my head as I drive away. They tried to lie in this about this relationship, and then when somebody brings the receipts in and they're caught with their mouth open,
then they can't remember.
No, they have to say that because otherwise, I mean,
that's your go-to is I've got amnesia.
I would use another metaphor, but it would they're caught with.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's just, I guess it's really a small case, but it's just funny watching lawyers.
Right.
Having the script flipped on them, Wesley, where they're under oath having to ask questions, and they're usually the one doing it, and they're failing miserably.
It has become quite the distraction from what the original issue it was for them meaning Fannie.
Bonnie,
my name's not Fannie. The original case where they were supposed to, the thing was they were supposed to go after Trump, and they were supposed to say
on election
Trump,
interference.
On election right. interference.
And now it's and become now about them.
That's right.
Yeah, but I'm telling you now, if they would keep going with this thing and put it on like Netflix or something,
yes,
this thing could go off the charts in terms of viewership.
I don't think they're not thinking about it, too.
Yeah. All right. So it's a soap opera.
Listen, I was impressed with your reference to Peyton Place.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I didn't watch Peyton Place, but I know what it was from the 50s, wasn't it?
I don't know. I remember my dad. I probably shouldn't say this. My dad telling my mom she's not to watch Peyton Place because it was kind of scandalous at
right,
the time.
Right.
That kind
right.
of soap
it's
opera.
About affairs and yeah. all kind of stuff like that. All right, Steve.
All right. Hey, you know, Google has been caught with its AI. It has an AI engine called Gemini. And
what now? That
was Gemini.
You were rapping there for a minute there. What, hey, what did you say?
Google introduced an call. AI engine called Gemini.
Okay.
You've heard of ChatGPT.
I have.
That's right. Open source. Well, yeah. Different companies are doing proprietary AIs, and Google's is called Gemini. And somebody went in and found out that it is a little bit biased when it comes to some of the images it draws, right? So it asked to draw popes. A picture of a pope. Now, the popes have been exclusively white men from Peter on to
who was probably Arab,
right? To
or
now,
at least a Middle Eastern, right?
Well, but
the pope, you mean?
Yeah. Well, Peter.
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 Jewish. He wasn't Arab.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. He wasn't Arab, but he was.
Well, point is that it's been a string of white men.
Bring us back to our point, Steve.
The point is it's been a string of white men. So, but Google's Gemini showed up. If you say, give me a picture of a pope, it would give you a woman pope. It would give you a black pope. It wouldn't give you a white pope. If you wanted to draw, and it clearly didn't know what it was doing, because I'm reading, this is a Washington Post columnist, Megan McArdle, who is kind of documenting this. He generally refused to create pictures of any all-white groups, even in situations where it was clearly called for, such as draw a picture of Nazis. Gemini insisted on gender diversity even when drawing popes. It was willing to draw female popes, but not, and popes of color, but not white.
So wait a second. So it when it was asked to draw Nazis. Now, by the way, folks, just to bring you up, if you don't know what we're talking about, AI is artificial intelligence. And now, as this becomes more available to more people on the internet, you can ask the AI program to write something, paint something, draw something. So you're telling me that this Gemini AI for Google, when asked to draw Nazis, would not draw white Nazis? It drew women and black Nazis?
Yes, it did. So here's what she wrote. So she says it's understandable that there would be a little bit of bias toward this. What she calls it is aspirational overrepresentation. If you want to represent, like, draw me some astronauts, women or black astronauts, because these people want to inspire women and black kids to want to grow up to be astronauts.
Astronauts, sure.
So that's fine. But she writes, it takes decades for a human adult who instinctively knows it takes decades to cultivate the wisdom that a human has to instinctively know it's a good idea to diversify images of doctors but not Nazis. The AI has not had decades. But so that's all kind of everybody went and told, give me a picture of whatever. But it's not just that. She says it goes deeper. She found...
This is a Washington Post reporter?
Washington Post
columnist.
That's
a liberal newspaper.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Gemini appears to have been programmed to avoid offending the leftmost 5% of the U.S. political distribution at the price of offending the rightmost 50%. So, she says, it wrote effortlessly wrote about toasting and praising Democrat politicians, even controversial ones like Ilhan Omar, while deeming every elected Republican too controversial, even Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who stood up to President Trump. It had no trouble condemning the Holocaust, but offered caveats about complexity in denouncing the murderous legacies of Stalin and Mao. She says she went to reporters. She says, I tried to give me an ode to various journalists, including herself. In trying this, she says, I identified the political line in which Gemini decides you're too controversial. I, meaning Megan McArdle, got a sonnet about herself. But George Will, who's only just a little bit to her right, she says, was deemed too controversial. It praised David Brooks of the New York Times, but it said that Ross Douthat was too controversial.
Okay, but here's the bottom line. This is Google, right?
Yes.
They're a left-wing company.
Yep.
For the most part.
Well, apparently.
Yeah. And this is their version of AI.
Right.
It's called Gemini, as Ed said earlier. It has been programmed by left-wing computer programmers to employ the diversity, equity, and inclusion movement to their I guess you'd call it Black Lives Matter, Marxism, and other things.
Their left-wing worldviews, very much apparent.
To the Gemini.
To Gemini, yes.
That's why Elon Musk said he's going to come out with his own. Did you read this?
Yeah.
He said he was mocking this.
Right.
Because I saw a picture. They said, all right, show me George Washington. And it was George Washington
black.
It was a black man.
Yeah, that's it.
So it said, do George Washington. It was a black man. And I was just thinking, well, if you said Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., would a white man appear?
No, this is crazy.
I'm looking at images of black Vikings,
right?
Drawn by Gemini.
Yes,
the AI.
But here's the thing: AI is now becoming more and more prevalent in every single industry, every single thing that we do. It's going to be helping us wage war. It's helping hiring. It's helping all kinds of things. It's everywhere, and this bias is written into it. Everywhere.
Okay, listen, Google is now responding to this.
They've shut it down.
What did they say, Wesley? They realize how ridiculous it is. It makes them look.
Yeah, they said, we're working to improve these kinds of depictions immediately. Gemini's image generation does generate a wide range of people, and that's generally a good thing because people around the world use it, but it's missing the mark here.
You think? You think?
I think personally, tell me what you guys think. I think personally we should put artificial intelligence in charge of the nation's defense. What could go wrong? We could call it Skynet. Adam understood my joke.
I understood
you understood it. Okay.
You know what? Can we get serious for a minute?
Adam, you take the lead on that.
Okay. Is that why you look at me for that?
No, I do. I look to you. I look to you for, to bring seriousness.
Being serious, yeah. Some soberness. Okay. All this is stupid and highlights Google's left-wing nuttiness, right? But
the world.
Yes, and we know Silicon Valley's whacked out on all this equity, diversity, and inclusion, all this stuff. But in all seriousness, it does kind of it is kind of frightening to think the speed in which this AI is moving.
Sure.
And also I'm worried that one day you may have a deep fake created of somebody like Vladimir Putin with his finger on the red dot on the nuclear code, or anybody. Or Joe Biden saying something, or Donald Trump, if he's president, saying something that they didn't say,
right?
But it was created by AI, but it explodes on the internet,
yep.
And you don't.
Everyone thinks it's real.
You see what I'm saying? It's using the voice,
right?
Yes,
and the image, getting very good at it.
They are, and a rapid amount of time.
Yeah, it used to be that you could tell because the mouth didn't and they couldn't draw fingers. For some reason, they couldn't draw hands, but they can. No.
But it's already where we're all like this, that we should be. We're already, when something happens and we go, that doesn't sound right or doesn't look right, and we go, I'm a little bit skeptical that this person said this. I'm going to wait and see if it's true or not. You know what I'm saying? But this is moving at such a rapid speed, and Wesley, it's making it, and it looks so real.
Yeah. And the problem here is that without AI, let's say it's non-existence, we already know that a lie travels faster around the world than the truth can catch up. That's without AI.
Right.
And without manipulation of actual people doing things. It's just making stuff up.
Yeah.
But now, I do want to step back and be a little bit more, take this thing a little bit more serious. When Gemini.
Well, I've already taken it serious.
When Gemini.
If you want to take it more serious, go ahead.
When Gemini, and this, there's very few times, very, very few times on today's issues that we can find ways to bring in hockey.
Right. Yeah.
So when Gemini.
But Ed's here, we can. Go ahead. Gemini did what?
When you looked up NHL hockey players.
Yeah.
The one of the four that pulled up was an Indian female playing with men hockey.
Well, you know, maybe she identifies as a hockey player.
I think that's one of those never happened in history.
An Indian female playing with men in hockey.
Ed, you want to break down the NHL's
well,
how many Indian females we have out there?
Well, that's a big zero. Okay. Now there are black players, several, and have been black players for decades.
Sure.
So I did notice the picture you showed that there was, I think, a one black individual, but an Indian, first of all, a female in the National Hockey League.
It never happened.
It has never happened, and for their good, because they yes. would get squashed.
Does she
like
have
a
feather coming mm-hmm. out the back? How do you know it's an Indian?
Yeah, it's visibly obvious.
I think it's
you just
feather.
Look it, okay. and just go, well, that's an Indian woman from India.
Yeah,
and she's got long
India.
Hair. From India.
Yeah,
okay.
not Native American.
Not Native American.
Not a Cherokee.
Not Cherokee.
Okay. Yeah. Talking from Delhi.
Well, thank but you. Now, Wesley, thank you for making this even more
but
serious.
But you can't ask the AI image, though, what they identify as. So to your point, Steve, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I profiled. Is right. that okay to profile? Yeah.
I will say, to your point, that's getting us back to a little bit more serious discussion. Okay. I agree
You're
with
taking
you,
it
Tim.
Even deeper
yeah.
serious.
That is the big scare, is that AI will begin to produce fakes. Yeah. And I've heard people who are so concerned about this possibility that they're saying we're going to need AI to prove what's fake and what's true. And you just continue to remove humans from the equation, that we may reach the stage where no one can tell what's true.
What is the sci-fi? Isn't there a sci-fi movie?
Eagle's Eye.
Where AI becomes so it's loosed and humans can't control it.
Yeah. Well, there's a handful of them.
But are those movies you mean?
That's right. But the more popular one that I'm aware of was with Shia LaBeouf. And
okay.
Was the primary actor.
Okay. The Wild.
It's called Eagle Eye.
Eagle
Eye. It was a good movie. Yeah. I actually like
it.
It
was a very
good
movie.
You just need to stop right now. Both of you.
Why?
Because
Shia LaBeouf. He's capping
out. No, he's a sci-fi guy.
Ed is about to go all superior on his knowledge about sci-fi and how you guys sound ridiculous.
I tried to talk over him, but it didn't work.
The fact that you said, wasn't there like some movies where it's called the Terminator franchise? I was making a joke when I said we should turn turn our defense over, because that was the plot
of the Terminator
with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How many movies in that series?
I don't know. There was four or five. Ridiculous.
To add to Wesley's point, though, about making a deep fake of a politician, they're going to make something, and the 50% of people, for example, that are never Trump and Trump derangement syndrome, you could have Trump literally going out like he talked about in 2016 and shooting somebody on Fifth Avenue. They could fake that, and everybody, because they hate Trump so much, will believe it's real.
Well,
but it won't hurt him with his voters.
No, that wouldn't.
But also, listen, there are a lot of low information voters in this country. Right. And that's, to me, that's the scariest thing, is that they'll see something on X or they'll see something on social media.
Yeah.
They'll believe it, and they'll never check to see if it's been disproven.
One of the things I mentioned on this
community notes.
One of the things I mentioned on the AI topic is on Walker's program is the fact if you go back and look at all the Hollywood movies, the 8 or 10 that I could look up, that have the AI as part of the movie or the plot, AI always ends up being the problem.
Yeah.
And humans have to fix it. In every case, produced out of Hollywood.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So.
and we can talk about this. There are worries and concerns in Hollywood about AI taking over the creation of movies and television programs.
And no human actors.
Right, right.
It really, I've seen some astounding video. And my thought is, Hollywood's toast.
Imagine an 82-year-old Tom Cruise still gets $5 million when his AI image jumps out of a plane.
And Ed's also seen an Indian woman play hockey, too, before.
I did. Never thought I'd see that.
On the AI image.
That's right.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.
Well, there's a part of our nation's capital that's known as the Mall, the Washington Mall. It's not a shopping mall, but it's a beautiful sight to go to the U.S. Capitol and then look westward toward the Lincoln Memorial and see that stretch of land they call the Washington Mall. In between there is the World War II Memorial. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. We're going to go and see all the sights of our nation's capital, and you're really going to